Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Cytosol School listeners, thanks for tuning in today. It's Chris Guillebeau, your host. We're going to jump into a question from Ethan in Toronto. Ethan is a loyal listener and a fan of personal finance. Personal finance, interesting industry, lots of opportunities for profit, lots of opportunities for educating people and for creating tools and resources. It's kind of like health and wellness, just a big area. And of course, the more you can specialize, the more successful you're going to be. We might get into some of that in the answer to the question. If you've ever thought about turning Financial Savvy into a blog or perhaps a TikTok account, we're going to talk about both of those. Join us as we outline the steps for launching and monetizing an expertise in budgeting or investing. Again, Ethan, our listener caller today, keen on learning the essentials for launching both these projects, in his case, a blog and a TikTok. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Stay tuned. His question's coming up. Quick shout out to our sponsor. I appreciate our sponsors. I appreciate you, our listener, as well. Stay tuned.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, Chris. I'm Ethan from Toronto. As a longtime finance enthusiast and a regular listener of your podcast for the past 6 months, I'm inspired to start my own personal finance blog. My goal is to share practical advice and tips for managing personal finances and such. What are the key steps to launching a successful finance blog? And how can I effectively monetize it while maintaining credibility and providing real value to my readers?
Ethan, the key to having a successful personal finance blog is establishing a voice, a unique voice, like your own perspective. It's not just your own lifestyle and your own personal story. It's also the voice you use to bring to topics or other people's stories, whatever it is that you're trying to share through the blog and or the TikTok channel. And then you want to be helpful. I think the people who have succeeded the most in this world, they have established that voice. They have been relentlessly helpful day after day, providing tips, advice, how-to analyses. And then also they have monetized Okay, so that's the second part of the question, right? You establish the blog, you develop the voice, you share on helpful topics, you reach people, you respond to comments and so on. And then don't forget the monetization. So for that, in personal finance, there are a lot of opportunities. That's why it's a good space to be in. So affiliate marketing is huge in the personal finance world, especially with credit cards and other bank account bonuses. They often pay quite well. So that's why there's lots of people going into this world. Sponsored content, the same thing. I knew somebody who wrote a personal finance blog and would get very large offers for sponsored posts. I was often surprised. And to his credit, he was very selective and didn't take many of them just because he had built so much trust and loyalty with his audience. But that is definitely a revenue source. TikTok has a creator fund. You know, if you're going that route, as your views go up, you can make more money. And you kind of put these three things together: the voice that you develop, that storytelling style, the how-to, the helpfulness, and the monetization, which could also include selling digital products like ebooks or online courses, right? Lots of ways to do that. And you just kind of do that over and over, right? And you get better at each part of it. Some people are better at one part than the other, of course, but you really need some version of all three to succeed in this world. So, Ethan, wishing you well. Let us know how it goes, especially being from Canada. I know a number of personal finance bloggers focused on the Canadian market or who are based in Canada, but write pretty deliberately for a broad North American market, including a majority of readers in the United States. Lots of ways to do it. Best of luck. Listeners, let me know what you're working on this year. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. I'm on social media every day as well. 193 Countries on Instagram, Chris Guillebeau everywhere else. And of course, we have a new episode of the podcast every single day, 7 days a week. That's it for now, though. Once again, I'm Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.